Sheldon Neivel's knowledge of true Earth history keeps us sitting on the edge of our seats each time and always wanting for more. We'll learn more today on how to assist Mother Earth and humanity on the roller coaster ride that we have ahead of us. You are now listening to the Taz and Paula Show, and I'm Paula.
And I'm Taz. Well, Sheldon's first extraterrestrial and spacecraft experiences began shortly after his birth and were highlighted all through his childhood by various modes of contact phenomena. During most of his life, he has enjoyed ongoing telepathic communications with the Galactic Federation of Light via etheric and physical implants. Sheldon has visually observed and physically experienced spacecraft throughout the years. What makes his information unique is that it is transmitted to him directly without channeling, scientific when necessary, and encoded with a spiritual language. It's his history is just incredible. Around the age of 14, Sheldon requested that the Sirians and their Galactic Federations of Light allies discontinue communications with him because he was experiencing overwhelming conflict between their advanced scientific and societal knowledge and that which he was learning here on Earth. They left, but the Sirians and their Galactic Federation of Light allies told him that they'd be back when it was time to complete his mission for planet Earth and her people. And in high school, Sheldon was placed in advanced science programs in subject areas such as physics, chemistry, and calculus, etc. And due to Sheldon's education in science, the social sciences, as well as extensive research in Nikola Tesla's alternative energy technologies, he is able to bring a rational and scientific approach to such a controversial subject.
Well, Sheldon is a lecturer, author, and founder of Planetary Activation Organization, known as PAO, an organization with over 2,100 registered groups worldwide. PAO's philosophy is to empower the individual in order to support Mother Earth and humanity. Sheldon is the author of the best-selling You Are Becoming a Galactic Human, which was in 1994, Your First Contact, that's in 2001, Selamat Jah, A Guide to Galactic Humans, 2001, and Your Galactic Neighbors, in 2005. Some of his latest books are Your First Contact, Inner Earth, Your Future Home, Journey to Joy. In the 1970s, with Centaur Productions, he co-created a documentary on the life and accomplishments of Nikola Tesla, the genius who invented the technology of the 20th century. In the 1970s through the mid-1980s, he was involved in scientific research on alternative sources of electrical energy. In the mid-1980s, his extraterrestrial contacts resumed and subsequently led him to the spiritual and galactic information that is provided in his history website updates, DVDs, books, workshops, webinars, and lectures. And our listeners today on KKUP can join us live by calling in on the following number if you have any questions for Sheldon. You can call in on 347-633-9155. Again, that is 347-633-9155. Well, Sheldon, it's really great to have you on in our pocket this morning and to brighten our day and tell us and educate us on more what's happening and going on in this beautiful earth of ours.
Yeah, Selamat Jah. I'm glad to be here.
Oh, yes. Selamat Jah to you, too. This is so exciting. You know, what's happening on Mother Earth right now? You know, we're really shaking all over and people are just, you know, wondering how things are going to take place here. And I was going to say, maybe Sheldon, I should start with that there's a new eclipse coming about and about ready to take place. Do you think this will give us any kind of booster surges in maybe changing the outlook on how we see things on the planet, or what do you believe?
Well, I think every energy pattern that comes through our planet, whether it be moon phases or phases of the different planets that we know about, helps us to move forward in getting the new energies into our bodies and into our world. So, therefore, I would have to say that, yes, it's going to be another positive addition to the whole process of making us move closer and closer to becoming galactic humans.
Well, this is really certainly a great time to be alive. I mean, some people are fearful, but I really believe it's a wonderful experience that we're going to be going through. Is there anything that you can say to our listeners to get them away from the fear factor?
Well, I think it's important for people to be able to look at the world not through eyes of fear, but through eyes of love and light. And if they will do that, they will see that a lot of the fear is based on premises that people have, or upon certain cultural ways of looking at the world, or personal ways that are based, once again, about worry about who I am and what I'm about. So go beyond all of that. Get into your inner light and love. Get into the energies that emanate from that, and you'll feel your inner strength, and you'll start to see that all these fears that you have are really nothing more than illusions, and that really what we need to do right now is work forward, all of us, either individually or collectively, in bringing this love and light in and helping us transform from our present limited consciousness towards our full consciousness, or as I like to call it, our galactic human selves. And as you do that, a lot of the stuff you will see here or feel around you, you'll see that it's really illusionary. It's not as bad as it really is. If you start interpreting things in that way that we're talking about, through light and love, you'll start seeing that the world is actually moving forward rather rapidly towards a greater world and not a lesser one.
Hmm. Well, I think it's time to actually listen from within.
Exactly.
Yes.
Well, in your last update in May, you said that you wished to share with us a number of spiritual concepts that were important. One of these is the matter of sacred soul force and its application. Could you discuss more about this in detail for us on
the
show?
Sure. Well, let's look at, first of all, what soul force is, because we could talk about it and people would not actually know what it is. What the soul force is the actual energy that makes us who and what we are. It's our greater self manifested. So every soul has within it this force, this energy. What happened long, long time ago was, as we moved from being a fully conscious back to a limited conscious being, which we're at right now, and then, of course, we'll be moving forward toward becoming fully conscious again, what we did was those beings who were left behind after we became limited conscious beings were able to trick us into giving that particular energy to them. So they took the energy of manifested full potential of each one of us, took that away from us, and used that to energize themselves. What is happening now is, through special agreements that are done between light and dark in this world right now, we are now able to bring that energy back to us. So what is being asked is that roughly 10 days before the solstice and 3 days afterwards, excuse me, a week before and three after, because I always remember the 10. So 1 week before it and then 3 days after, pick a period when you have your meditation and just concentrate during that meditation. It can be any practice you have, whether it's a standard just 20-minute quiet period, a deep looking within, a walking in silence where you concentrate on what you see so that you get blank and you can move within, whatever practice or purpose you have at that time. Pick a time to just ask that energy that is potentialized around us but is not manifested with us but is manifested with the dark, to move it back away from the dark and toward ourselves. Let us begin a process to allow ourselves, before we become fully conscious, to begin a massive empowerment on who and what we are, so we can get a better understanding of how we are changing, to feel and sense that changing, and to be a part in empowering that change as it is now occurring. So I would say to people, do that a week before the solstice and then 3 days after. It can be a 5-minute, it can be a 10-minute, it can be a 20-minute, whatever period it is, whatever the standard practice that you normally have. Remember, this is about each person's soul force, so it's individualized. It's not a group, although you could probably do it as a group. But concentrate on yourself. It's important that whether you're doing it with a group or doing it by yourself, that it's you who you're talking about, because this is not really a collective energy yet. It's an individualized energy right now. So do that. Meditate, walk, pray, whatever the process you have is. Sing, whatever it is. Go within and allow yourself to ask deeply and decree that this energy be given back to you. And so as you do this, this energy will begin moving towards you, and after this 10-day period, it will be again within your soul-manifested energies. And that's what I think is really important, is this magnificent opportunity has been given to us by heaven, and so let's take advantage of it.
Wow, that should give us a big boost, huh?
It's supposed to be, yes, exactly.
So we need it, because recently I've been really tired myself, and I hear a lot of people around me saying the same thing. Is that due to the changes in our body?
Right. As you go through massive changes, and we don't unfortunately understand that we're doing it because we're not really told on either end, as you do this, it's just like if you had a massive practice with somebody in a healing session. You feel very tired, you have a need to sleep, you suddenly don't feel very strong. It's because your body is now taking that energy and is utilizing it, just like a baby growing in the womb, to create its greater self. So that's basically what happens, and that's why a lot of people feel tired. Other people on the other end, when they go through this tiredness, they can't sleep, and then sometimes also people will suddenly see they have to sleep for 10 or 11 hours or they're still tired.
Well, that sounds like me.
Yeah, I was going to say, people can't sleep. Oh, okay, that sounds about like the subject.
And then strange aches and pains.
Right.
Oh, yeah. So I forgot to look up the solstice date. Paula, do you happen to know the solstice date? I'm thinking around the 15th of June or something, or is it?
No, it's the 21st.
The 21st. So okay. We would start this on Saturday.
Yeah, start on around the 14th and finish it up around the 24th.
Wow. So our sun right now has just had a huge solar blast, I think. And that also brings in huge pains, I think. At least that's what we're noticing. Afterward, why does that take place like that?
Well, the sun is changing right now, and every so often, in order to balance the energies in the solar system, it lets out a huge what's called a coronal mass ejection, or CME, and that's basically what that was. And it sends all these electrical particles all the way through every aspect of the solar system, which means it passes into Earth's atmosphere and into, of course, ourselves. And it affects everything, because since it's in the upper part of the atmosphere, it will affect communications to some extent. It will affect, of course, all the stuff that we normally do, because, as you said, it can get us tired. Sometimes if there's too much energy of either positive or negative energies flowing through us, it'll make us either more energized or mostly, I would say, tired. So you will feel kind of out of sorts, or maybe a little sick-like, or else just feeling very weak. Occasionally, some people are in a different energy cycle, and they'll get more energized by it. But for most people, it's the first part we were just talking about, which is you feel weak, you feel tired, you suddenly don't feel like doing all the things you did, your mind doesn't work right, et cetera.
And through all this, our DNA is changing, right? I mean, I've heard you say this before.
Right. We are changing. Our DNA is alternating from the original thing that was discovered, which was the helix, the two-strand. It's now, for most people, become a three-strand. And what's also happening in all of us is that what used to be called junk DNA, which is about roughly three-quarters of all the stuff in our cells that's genetic materials, is now activating. So we are actually building within our cellular structure the prototype of the new you. So we are going through a lot of changes, because it's bringing in more light energy, more information. So a lot of times you may just wonder why I suddenly feel overwhelmed at certain times or a panic situation. It's because your body says, wow, there's all this stuff going on in our cells, and it's too much for me. And so your brain kind of freaks out. So occasionally you may be going along and wonder, why am I in panic? There's nothing going on here. That's what's happening.
Well, as all this light comes into the earth and into us and all this added energy, does that stir up some of the dark energy?
The dark energy? What do you...
The negative energy. I mean, it's like, I just see a lot of things coming to the surface that we haven't seen before.
Right.
And I just thought, well, maybe it's because of all the light energy stirring this up.
Well, what happens is, as you're growing in the light, as you're growing in consciousness, you're also having to go through all the stuff that you had when you were in childhood, whether it was good or bad. You go through all of that. And so a lot of times you will begin wondering, all of a sudden, I'm going through parts or incidents in my childhood or young adulthood that I had totally forgotten or hardly ever talked about with myself, and all of a sudden I'm in these massive discussions about every aspect of it with myself. And that is part of the process, because what it's doing is it's helping to break all the old energies, all the old stuff that affects how you think, how you act, and allowing you to open up to new thoughts, new ways of doing things. It's allowing you to actually become a different person, the greater person, I like to call it. So we're actually moving from all the different things that we have been to something greater. So to do that, we need to clear all the stuff that we had, what kind of incidents, whether they were good or bad, that we had in our either childhood or our young adulthood or somewhere along our life as we have lived it up to now. So we begin to go through a massive review at times about this, and that's why you may notice all of a sudden you're suddenly thinking about things you haven't thought about in a long time.
I was questioning, is it like just lodging some blocks in our body that really allow for new circulation, bringing new ways to really think about stuff is what you're saying then, huh?
Right. It's just like when you're remodeling a house. You have to get rid of the old stuff in order to put the new stuff in. So that's basically what the body is doing. It's taking the old stuff, whatever incidents, good or bad, in your childhood or your young adulthood, that now has to be cleared. So it's clearing it. And as it does this, it's allowing for the new stuff, just like you might say the new carpenters, et cetera, to come in and put the new stuff in your house, whatever it was that you wanted to do, so that you can expand your light and love energies and become more able to accept those other greater energies that will be coming up next.
So does that help with our health issues as well then?
It helps with our health issues, or else we were suddenly will be put into a situation of really thinking about our health issues, where we have to just make decisions, because in May, from all the changes, caused some health crises that we did not expect or things that we were trying to put off. So what we have to do is review that and go within and see what is really the right things as far as our intuitive nature is to do, so that we do the right things, we feel good about it, and we also understand fully what is happening to us, that we are moving, once again, as I'm saying, from being a lesser being to being a greater being, which I like to call the traditional concepts or web that we have around us, and we're expanding that and getting rid of those aspects like old cobwebs and cleaning them out and creating a new structure that will allow us to accept the full consciousness when it comes.
Well, this must be affecting institutions also, I mean, like the government and larger...
Right, it's affecting everything on our planet right now. The stuff that's going on in the Middle East, all the falling of governments, the vast amount of changes happening throughout our world. Right now we are in the midst of the largest movement in this planet, which mostly is not reported in this country, toward freedom in the entire world. So, in its history. So what we have right now is a massive movement toward freedom, toward prosperity, toward changing the whole process of how our world works, whether it's its economic system, whether it's its governmental system, etc. So we are in a process right now of looking around and saying this world needs to change, and seeing that there are a lot of people that feel even more fervently about that and are going out and making sure that that occurs.
recently we were in an area where a lot of dark energy was brought before our very eyes, and I think we were kind of shocked at what we saw. And it's almost kind of frightening to think that that kind of thing is really still going on our planet. And I think it really felt us, made us feel a little bit depressed about going, oh my gosh, I mean, I felt like we were almost going backwards a little bit, being able to view all this, and also fearful that maybe, you know, we're not going to be able to make changes here. And yet I hear you that all of this is just part of the changes. Is that correct?
Almost like...
Yeah, what's happening is we are going through a massive era of change. And usually what happens when you go through an era of change, there's a lot of darkness around. Chaos increases exponentially. And so what happens is you begin to feel that the world is getting worse and worse and worse, when actually what's happening is there's a cleansing process going on so that there can be the spiritual change that's needed so that you can move into the next era. The Earth always is, in its history, as far as human civilization goes, is always moving to make changes for the better. Sometimes to do this, there's a big period of chaos before the next movement upward. So we're in the tail end of this chaos period, and we are getting ready to move upward. That's why we have gone through this massive disaster with the world's economic system. That's why we see so many governments around the world falling. That's why we constantly are hearing about things going on in different parts of the world where governments are being threatened with falling. So what we are seeing right now is a massive change that's happening. People around the world who understand, say, the economic system, understand that this economic system is really working on borrowed time, that basically what it requires very deeply is a massive series of changes. And as a result, those people that are trying to maintain the system are finding that they cannot continue much longer to do this, and that we are on the verge of a vast economic collapse that's going to be followed by a new economic system that helps the world move forward and upward. So this is what we're really going through. There have been times in the history of the world where this has happened, and if you were into history, you would see there's all kinds. I could start talking about different periods, but we don't really need to talk about that right now. What we need to do is just understand that we are in one of these periods, that they happen from time to time. For instance, what I was doing is I was explaining that there have been changes in the history of the world where they looked very bleak at that time, but it actually led to new eras that were much better for the world's people. So we're just going through one of those periods right now. When you're on top of something, it's hard to look ahead because it's so big that you can't make it out yet. So that's really what is going on right now. It's kind of like an ant climbing up an elephant. They feel something strange and trembling happening, but they don't realize that it's so big that it's really going to change.
Now, is our star beings and our neighbor, are they coming in through all this change?
Right. One of the major pushes that they are doing is for disclosure. It is very essential as part of this next series of changes that we're talking about that this transformation occur within the formal disclosure movement, so that this is really the key, and they are working very hard right now to get that disclosure done, whether it means government changes or whatever, so that we begin to go beyond what we're all about, what we see ourselves at, and we get a bigger picture of who we are. And we see that we are not alone, A. B, we see that we are part of an incredible galactic human family. And three, we get to see that the world as we see it right now, as bad as it may seem, is just a minute little aspect in creating what is galactic human society, and that will suddenly bloom in front of us with disclosure. So I look upon this period right now as being a interregnum between the age that we knew when we were young and the age that is about to basically manifest in front of us very shortly.
You know what it reminds me of is I heard Native American Indians or Native Indians could not see a ship coming because they had never seen it before.
Oh, you're talking about the Hawaiian thing, which is that when Captain Cook first went to Kekulhou Bay, he went into the bay, And for about a day or two, no Hawaiian in the area around there could see him until one got in a canoe and went out there and saw, because he was just fishing, and got to see that it was a ship. And suddenly when he came back, everybody saw the ship. And yeah, that happened.
Well, I think that could be happening to us as far as the ships that we have around us now. Maybe we just don't see them because we haven't seen them before. Does that make sense?
Yeah. A lot of us look up and we see the various phenomena that are happening, like the twinkling stars that are not twinkling like regular stars, or stars that are falling like leaves, and stars that suddenly reappear on the other side of the sky and stuff like that. And a lot of people tend to just look at it as a phenomenon because they don't really recognize it as anything, because their basic concepts of what is in the sky has not yet reached the concept that there are ships up there, and that the whole process of how they look at the sky needs to be expanded, just like the Hawaiians in the Big Island. So I would say for a lot of people, that is where they're at. And when you finally explain to people that with disclosure that they're out there, people will suddenly see them and say, wow, there's a lot of them up there. And that's basically what is very close to happening.
Now, has this disclosure started in other countries?
Well, we're having the beginnings of disclosure, which is the first stage. Stage one and stage two are basically people release files showing that there are things in the sky that can't be scientifically explained as anything that the science would know about. Therefore, it has to be a real phenomena. The second stage of it is where people start going to the next stage, where they start admitting in various files that people have actually interacted with them and acknowledge it. So far, we're in stage one, the beginnings of stage two in a lot of major countries that have looked at it. They are starting a process of disclosure. They haven't yet gotten to the next stage. Of course, stage three is where they actually have interactions where they say, we've either met or have had times of meetings with real live extraterrestrials. And when that all starts to happen, that's when we're really at disclosure. But that part hasn't happened yet. We're still, as I said, toward the end of, in a lot of countries, of stage one and the beginnings of stage two.
I know countries like Mexico are very open to this.
Right. Mexico has basically said they're real, as has Brazil and various countries in Europe. Example is Belgium. There are various countries around the world that are openly saying that this phenomena exists, that it's people from other worlds, and saying that their craft are put together in ways that are beyond what our basic physics would say a propulsion or aerial craft of some sort should look like or how it should act. And we're beginning to acknowledge all of that, and this is part of the beginnings of this stage two, stage three I'm talking about. We are almost to the point where these major governments in the world, like the U.S. and the British government, et cetera, have got to totally admit the whole thing and say, this is a real phenomenon. There are people up there. They are benevolent people. We need to meet them. We ask them to come meet us. We will no longer act in a hostile manner. That has not, unfortunately, happened yet, but I look forward to it being something that's going to happen pretty soon.
Now, Sheldon, in your newsletters and other places, you talk about the Agarthans. Would you talk about the Agarthans for us?
Sure. The Agarthans are the people from Inner Earth, and their name is simply a Lemurian name. Ag in Lemurian means inner, and Artha is the original Lemurian name for planet Earth. So it simply means all by itself, Inner Earth. So the Agarthans have been around since the time of Lemuria. They are down there. They are fully conscious beings. What we have right now on our planet is a five-dimensional inner world and a three-dimensional outer world. And the three-dimensional outer world has been spending the past few millennia working very hard to make people believe that the Earth is solid and that the whole process of an inner Earth is impossible. Because once you start admitting that Agartha is real and you start talking about the history of it, it's almost the same basic effect as disclosure. Because now you're saying that not only do we have people from other worlds. We're now saying that there are people inside our planet who originally were from outer worlds, and that means that their origins as humans, since it's part of our past, is that we didn't really come from here, and that who and what we are is a lot greater than what we've given ourselves credit for. And suddenly the whole concepts of a planetary evolution and our nature of the origins of our civilization, etc., come under a whole different origin process. And so now it becomes very difficult to hold together the basic points of what this civilization globally is all about. So that's why it's so important to various peoples in power that this whole concept of an inner earth world and of the Garthans themselves be not only disdained from and called imaginary, but anybody who tries to explain it has to be looked upon as being weird, because we cannot in any way, to maintain the nature of our mythologies in our society, keep up the process without any other beings coming in there. Because if people come in from either inner earth or from beyond, it changes the ballgame, and they know that.
Are they able to go in and out and travel in the galaxy?
Right. The Agarthans have a civilization very similar to all the other members of the Galactic Federation. So, because that's where they originally are from. They represent roughly 50 of the major nations, human nations from around the Galactic Federation that first colonized our planet. And that was roughly around 900,000 years ago, as far as our present recorded history goes. And so the Agarthans' technology is the equivalent of that. So what they are getting ready to do is that when disclosure happens, they would like to be able to have a disclosure of themselves, and then we can get into a whole story of who we are, where we come from, and where are we going.
Well, at one time, when they built the pyramids and temples, to me it looks like we fully accepted that during that time period. When was all of this lost?
What happened is there was a group that came on after the fall. The fall roughly is when the fall of Atlantis and its civilization, which is roughly about just under 13 millennia, about 12 and a half millennia ago. What we have then are our group coming in, which I basically like to use the Sumerian name for them, which is the Anunnaki, which in Sumerian simply means the children of the sky or the sky gods. So, and the key head of that, of course, was Anu, and Anu was the father god. He's like the Jupiter or whatever religion you want to use. He is the creator of all of this. And what Anu and his offspring decided to do, very basically, was to create a civilization of people that worshipped them and would be totally beholden to them. As the various golden ages of man went by, humans more and more were seen by the Anunnaki as people that had to really, in order to have this thing work, this was this total worshipping of them. They had to go into a denial pattern. So what they began to do is, with the last golden age, which is about roughly, ends about 7,000-8,000 years ago, is that what they did then was to begin to deny that there was anybody else around except themselves, and that humans were basically dependent on them only. And this is what we are now as a result of. Our civilization has these basic mythologies in it, and it's in our science, it's in our basic way of looking at how we put our civilization together, who we are, how we define ourselves, etc. When you go beyond that again, as the Anunnaki know, you're going to change the ball game. And when you change the game, it changes everything. And so that's why disclosure is fought so hardly, and that's why the Anunnaki and their minions have fought so hard to keep the Agarthans from being a part of our reality.
Sheldon, have you visited Inner Earth yourself?
When I was a kid, yeah, I was down there. It was a beautiful place. It's gorgeous. It's unbelievably beautiful.
So, it has... I think I remember you saying that it had crystal cities and everything down there. Is that right?
Right. It has crystal cities that pulse according to all the spectrum of color. It has energies that uplift you and make you feel instantly stronger. It gets rid of all diseases, etc. You see plants and animals operating at their optimum. So plants are unbelievably vividly green. The sky, because it has the inner sun, the sky is kind of like a little shaded, but it's pulsing with this energy. And so you're in a world where there's these bright colors. It goes on like that 24/7. There's no darkness except inside the crystal city. So when you go to sleep, if you did want to go to sleep, it's just a room with special crystal walls. You can turn the light on and off. And so because they have light with the crystal lights that they have, that is absolutely non-blurry. It's clear, it's succinct, and it doesn't hurt your eyes. So it's really neat no matter how bright it is. And so they can make it as bright or as dark as you would like it. So if you want to sleep, you can. Of course, they hardly sleep at all. They just go through a one-hour meditation every day because they're fully conscious beings, and they're constantly, all their cells are working every second at its maximum energies. And they're always getting the energies from heaven to keep it going.
When we go into fifth dimension, will we be also not sleeping?
We'll just be the same way. We'll just need this one-hour meditation. The purpose of that one-hour meditation is for us to put our day together and put together in that one last 24-hour period exactly what happened to us and completely be ready then for the next day, because we not only look at the day and we analyze it, we also plan for the next 24 hours.
Now, you also have a DVD on Inner Earth, Your Future Home, that, you know, people can go to your website and have it within one of their
right.
parts of their library. Yeah, it's really quite, you did a wonderful job on this DVD. It's incredible.
Well, if anybody wants to check, just go to our website, which is www.paoweb.com. And you will look under Consciousness Tools, and you'll see all our wonderful DVDs and other stuff, our books, etc.
So are you saying eventually we all will be able to go into the Inner Earth?
Eventually all of us will be in Inner Earth, yes, that is correct. Because we're going to be invited in, that's where we're going to change into being fully conscious beings again, and then just about every major human group in this galaxy lives inside their planet, not outside their planet. So we are going to be changing from being a civilization that is mainly outside the world on the surface to one that's inside, as the Agartans are right now. And the reason for that is that when you become a fully conscious being, you become one with the spirit of the planet, and you discover that the best way to preserve, maintain, and enrich the entire planet is to live inside it, where you can more easily sustain the energies than to be outside of it.
So there's a sun. Oh, go ahead. I'm sorry, Paula. Go ahead. There's a sun inside the planet, and there's sky. So it looks just like what we have now.
Pretty much the same. The difference is that, as I said, unlike our sun, which of course we rotate around, so there's a 24-hour day and night period, roughly 12 day and night, depending on the seasons. What happens inside is because the sun is the core of the planet and you're inside the world, what happens is the light is always there. So that's why in the crystal cities take the energy of the central sun, our core of our world, and transmute that energy for people who are living in the cities themselves. So they look upon what they're doing inside the crystal cities as part of a process of maintaining the energies of this core of the planet, and hence the entire planet itself. And they will go to the nodes on the surface to help sustain the plant life and the animal life that exists on the planet, and to see that the atmosphere and the waters, etc., are all at their maximum energies of clearness and the highest possible interactions between plants, animals, and the environment as possible.
What happens to the outside of the planet? What is it going to do?
Well, the outside of the planet is going to return to its maximum period of energy. So it's going to go back to being a pristine world. All the stuff that humans have put in the oceans, on the land, cut down all the trees, done all the crazy stuff with the atmosphere, polluted it up something fierce. All of that will be gone. We will have a different atmosphere anyway. The atmosphere is going to close back up again. It's going to create two things called a firmament, which you may have heard about and referred to in the Bible. The firmament is simply a huge, very thin layer of ice that extends entirely around the planet. It's open only at the north and south polar regions. It's not very thick. It's about as thick as one or two dimes, or quarters put together. What you have is just a clear ice. What it does is it basically does two things. One, it allows all the life energy inside the planet, on the surface, to be at its maximum level. And two, it takes all the background radiation that has caused a lot of problems with our lifespan right now to go away and go back down to a normal level. When you open up the atmosphere and you get rid of the firmaments, as we did in the last one referred to, the firmament fallings, of course, the great biblical flood, what happens is when the atmosphere is open, it allows all the sun's energies to go right through, and so it allows a great amount of dangerous radiation to become the normal background radiation on our planet. And, of course, if you go to a fully conscious world, you will notice if you could bring meters with you, you would see the background radiation is very, very less than 10% of what we have right now on our surface of our world.
Some of our loved ones who have passed on, have they been able to go into the inner Earth?
When you die, what happens is you pass on, to use a nice word for it, you go first to an intersecting world where you review your life, and from there you make a decision. Do I want to reincarnate on our planet, or do I want to stay longer, or do I want to go to another world? And your councils, which exist around you and yourself, get together and make a series of decisions about life contracts, where you're going, what you need to do to become a greater being, etc. When you make up your mind finally, so to speak, you make up your spirit, I like to call it, you discover what you want to do, and then you go through a process, as I said, of either reincarnating or moving to another world and becoming a fully conscious being on another world. So that's something that we all decide when that magic moment happens. But what I would like to feel is that if we do not have a life contract that says we're going to pass on before the actual change happens, we're not going to have that problem at all. We're going to become fully conscious beings, and fully conscious beings exist in a whole different reality as far as we know as limited conscious beings. And so what I did in my book, Your First Contact, is explain to people that whole process of change, how it relates to heaven, etc., so that people can get a better idea of why they are going through their life changes right now and what is the change that will happen when they become fully conscious. That's kind of a long subject.
Opened up a can of worms.
Well, we have so many things going on right now, like chemtrails and GMO products and immunization shots that really, just slow down the body process. And eventually, when disclosure happens, do some of these things go away, or do most of them go away, or what happens?
Well, we're still going through our change, but what disclosure does for us, as I said, it changes the basic aspects of how our civilization goes together, because then we've changed the game. We've re-leveled the playing field in a different way. We've created a new game to play on that changed playing field. What's happening right now in this world is there are those people that are trying to keep the present world going even though it's falling apart. There are those people that do not want to acknowledge to anyone on this planet that we are in the midst of change, that we as beings ourselves are changing. The second thing, of course, as we've been talking about, they don't want to change, is to admit that there are people inside our planet and that there are people above our planet. To acknowledge all of that means that suddenly how you're trying to preserve your society is no longer possible. So this is kind of like a crux issue. Once disclosure in its fullest and complete form occurs, there's no going back. The old world that we know just disappears because it no longer is relevant, because suddenly there are other beings that we are acknowledging that have the power and abilities, this is what I like to call the galactic option, to change this society. And that it basically is what we're all moving towards and what we're very close to happening right now.
Religions seem to play a big part in many, many people's lives, and they're various. How do we, once disclosure happens, how is everything explained to people with these different backgrounds?
Well, one of the things that has been set up is that when full disclosure occurs and the Galactic Federation can have its broadcast, the other thing that is going to be a part of this process is that the Ascended Masters are going to have their say with the whole thing as well. So they are going to begin to explain to people what they like to call the true underpinnings of the society as seen from the spiritual energies of those who have lived on this planet many times and who have worked very hard to move the light forward on this world and to ascend the light so that the entire planet and its peoples can ascend. And so they are going to open up with a great set of lessons and wisdoms to help us understand these changes and why certain things are the way they are, why certain things have not been explained, and to do that thing, to explain and to educate and to move the entire planetary peoples forward in understanding who they are, what they're about, and how they relate to the peoples coming from both above, meaning peoples from other worlds who are our ancestors, our cousins, our family, and those from inside the earth who are also part of our family. And allowing all of this to become a new history and a new way of looking at who and what we are, our origins, where our society is going, etc. So one of the most important things for us to understand in all of this is that we are, for the most part, beings in the midst of change, and that we have around us parts that those who are the powers that be are attempting to prevent us from getting to know, which are those people who are both above us in the sky and space and those who are below us. And once all of that comes together and disclosure is made public on the massive levels we've been hinting at, then the whole world changes, because we now are acknowledging that the world that we talked about, the world that we've trying to keep to ourselves, is no longer that. That this world is not just for ourselves, it's for the entire galaxy, it's for the entire creation. And that we will let all those people who understand and realize how to maximize the potentiality of creation to come forward and be one with us so that we can learn how to become one with them. And that is really what all of this is about. It's a movement of becoming beings in oneness, beings who understand who they are and who can come together collectively to create a new civilization, which I like to call galactic civilization or galactic society. And that's where we're headed towards. And to be that and to create that, we are also going to be metamorphosizing into becoming fully conscious galactic humans, physical angels, people who can actually walk not only between both worlds, but who can take both worlds and synthesize them so that they become a greater one.
Now,
very
our
shortly,
government.
Go ahead.
Go ahead first with yours.
Okay. Very shortly, starting at the end of this year, our campaigns and are going to be going forward, and people are going to look at who we want to be in our government, and how do we begin to choose those right people that we know will help to benefit the changes that are positive for our planet?
Well, I think the most important thing to do right now is to work very much to understand who and what you are and to work for creating a new world and manifesting that new world as soon as divinely possible. Like I keep saying to people, I would love it to change tomorrow. That's where I would like it to be. So I say, let's not work too much about this present system, which is on the verge of collapse. Let's talk about creating a new reality. Let's talk about how we can put together this new reality. Let's come together collectively and individually to work to change our society and to acknowledge disclosure and to bring forth on this world the new reality that is manifested and fated for us to be a part of. So let's come together and let's make it happen. That's what I say.
The government has been building underground bases and cities, probably larger than what we realize. Will they be able to stay in their old way of doing things, being underground in their little military bases and cities when the world changes, or
when
will
the
they
world,
be forced to change?
When the world changes, our governments change. When the governments change, these underground bases go away. So what we need to understand also is they all have a vested interest in maintaining the status quo. So that's basically what they would like to do, is to maintain the status quo as long as possible. And what I am saying is, let us use our collective and individualized energies to make a new reality so all this can go away and we don't have to worry about it anymore. We just change it. We just manifest and through cooperation, through love, create a new reality.
We're raising our consciousness.
Exactly.
So the more of us that raise our consciousness, the quicker this will happen, what it sounds like.
Yeah, we're all moving very forward, very rapidly in all of this. So what we simply need to do is to begin a process of acknowledging our changes happening within us and around us, and to simply come together as much as possible to encourage each one of us and work together to create this new reality.
Now, you have a new book out called Journey to Joy. And you want to describe that just briefly?
Well, what the DVD Journey to Joy is all about is it explains, first of all, what we've been talking about, which is the origins of creation. How did this world and the universe around us happen? How does change happen? How are planets created? How is our life energies created? What does this mean to us as far as our changes that are going on around us and our changes to ourselves? Let's look at this and let's start putting together scenarios based upon greater science, spiritual science, the science of consciousness, and let's begin looking at who we are, what we are, and as I've been saying, let's begin to move toward higher consciousness. Let's understand what's happening to us. Let's have a journey that moves all our heart and love energies to the entire surface around our world and creates what I like to then call our journey to joy, because to the fully conscious beings, the galactic humans around us, the greatest single expression of their love, the greatest single expression of who and what they are, is joy. So what I like to say is this transformation into becoming fully conscious beings is simply our journey to joy, and that's what we're on right now. And what we're doing in that DVD is explaining what all that means, where it's come from, and where it's going.
Well, that most certainly sounds better than what we've been hearing from other avenues. A Journey to Joy sounds good.
Okay. Just let people know your website is paoweb.com, and that's P-A-O-Web, W-E-B.com. That's paoweb.com. And I was going to say, you know, looking at this eclipse happening, this is a powerful beginning here, huh?
Yeah, we're all going through great changes happening to our planet right now. And this is a time of change. This is a time of raising up our energies. This is a time of getting back the energies that we lost, like, for instance, our soul force energies. This is a time of allowing all of us to realize deep within our hearts and our minds that we are in the midst of a great change, that spirit is coming forth to create a greater you, and that this new greater you is a being that's not that far away from manifesting, and that you can actually metamorphize into that particular being. So what we just need to say to ourselves is, this is possible. Let us use our light and love, our inner energies, to create all of this. Let us do what we need to do to help all those people, both the angelics and those people in space, our medical Galactic Federation teams, to come forth, help us, and all together in a greater unity, create this new reality, this reality of a fully conscious five-dimensional world and a fully conscious five-dimensional galactic society. Let us all make this journey to joy, and let it be as quick a journey as divinely possible.
So do you have any new webinars coming up?
I'm hoping by the end of this month to give the webinar that I was hoping to give a few months ago. So this webinar, which is once again about this whole spiritual revolution, is one that I'm hoping to give before the month is out. Just stay tuned to my website and know that when I have a better idea of when this is all going to happen, which should be sometime in the next few weeks, that I will have people come forth with the website and emails, et cetera, and explain to everybody that what the date is and it can happen. Because I would love to give it, but we're almost there. So I fell ill for a long time, and I'm finally to the point where I can go forward, and I'm very happy about that.
Oh, Sheldon, it's so good to hear. Yeah, it is.
People just have to stay in contact with your website and look for the events that are coming up.
Right. We have a whole section on our website about galactic events.
Well, you know, you certainly, I've known you for such a long time, and each message just really gives us hope and opens the door for us to keep that positive intent in what we, you know, while we work with Mother Earth and humanity along our routes. And you are just really such a light in people's lives, and we appreciate you being with us. We'll have to have you back, and we'll update and keep everybody updated.
I thank you for doing that. I'm glad to be on the show today.
Okay.
Well, thank you for being with us.
Sure, I'm both very happy to be here.
Oh, good. And Sheldon's website again is powweb.com, and that's powweb.com. Okay, Sheldon, blessings to you and Colleen.
And I'll just say blessings, and also would like to say Selamat Jah, and of course blessings is Selamat Jahrin, and to everybody and to both of you for allowing me on the show today.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Right. Bye-bye.
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 And we would like everybody out there to join our fan page on the Facebook, and then www.facebook.com, and then / Taz and Paula Show, and you can join our fan page.
Oh, yeah. Tell us what you think. We love it. Okay. God bless everybody.
Bye-bye.